Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Allison Arrieta, and this is Bridge the Atlantic.
Hey, how's everyone doing? For Bridge the Atlantic, I am singer-songwriter Marcy Novelli from Canada.
And I'm music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland.
And you're watching Interviews, a show where we learn from musicians and the professionals behind them. If you're new here, subscribe.
Today, we're joined by Allison Arrieta out of Los Angeles, lead singer of Halo Circus, former American Idol contestant, and backup singer for Ricky Minor's house band on various TV shows. So, Allison, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries. Allison, tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know.
Oh, my goodness. I love enchiladas.
Let's help her out,
Ross. I can't answer questions after a tour.
You like being outdoors, apparently. You like being outdoors in nature.
I think would be the second thing. I love
and you
trees.
Like color,
yes.
And you like dyeing your hair really awesome colors.
See?
Does that help? Did I help you out there?
I should take you everywhere.
There we go.
Although I do have to say, I love that you led with enchiladas and then just forgot everything else about yourself.
Because that's all that matters right now. You don't understand. That's for the last, show was our Houston show, and my goal was to make it there alive and just bathe in enchilada sauce afterwards. So,
well, you know what? Comfort food is self-care, and it's all good, because you just came off a tour, and it was a bit of a rough experience, and you guys are just kind of unwinding right now.
We're at the unwinding phase. And it was rough. It was a lot of fun. And it was, you know, we met new people and we introduced our sound to new listeners throughout the country, which is always the goal. But I mean, we started off and Matthew, you know, poor guy, busted both of his wrists. We started in blizzards. I got this crazy sinus cold chest infection thing that led me to cancel a show.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it really beat the crap out of us, but overall we got to know this record.
Which was an awesome record.
Thank you so much, man.
And we will be talking about the record, but I want to kind of first of all kind of jump back a few years.
He wants to reverse a little bit. He wants to back
up.
You
that's
know,
how I
roll.
Let's
reverse
go.
Camera eyes looking at him. Oh, there we go. And then he wants to
exactly. Exactly. So I'm curious, kind of looking back on your American Idol experience from a few years ago, how did that prepare you for the quote unquote real world of, you know, being a musician?
It didn't. You know, that's the actual truth. The thing about Idol is it kind of just throws you 10 steps or a billion steps ahead of the game that, and you kind of experience the music industry at the highest level, which is what's so beautiful about American Idol and shows like that. But you kind of skip a bunch of steps that you normally would learn and take when you're a brand new artist starting out. It's quite interesting. You talk to a lot of idols and past idols that go through these really hard experiences after they get done with the show, because there's no landing. There's no real landing and you almost don't know where to start. I'm grateful that I was 16, because I look back and I'm like, I was really young and I got to experience some incredible, crazy, terrifying journeys, all with people at really high levels, and I learned a lot. I think I learned a lot about being a musician working, like a working musician, just good work ethic with these professionals.
Strangely enough, we've had a few American Idol contestants and other game shows, music show contestants on our show. And something that I think it was Chris Allen that said was, let's not forget it is a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Basically how we put it. It's a TV show. At the end of the day, it's a show. They're not there to help your career at the end of the day, you know, unless you're the winner. And even then, you know, if they're done with you, they're done with you.
Right.
It's really left to, you're kind of given this huge thing, and then you're left with, okay, handle that on your own.
That's right.
And not everyone knows how to.
It's almost down to what you do with it, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it. And I that's why I used the word grateful, because I was young enough to realize that I wasn't really the big shit that everyone said.
It did provide a lot of opportunities, I think, that, you know, that you might have not been able to acquire elsewhere, I guess. Like, you know, performing with Nine Inch Nails, one of them, you know, Ricky Minor's house band, yeah. And also, you know, Louis Fonsi, you know, at the pre-Grammy party.
No.
Like, these are all, like, really huge opportunities. You know, are you able to look back and be like, okay, wow, you know, I appreciate, I feel gratitude for all this.
Yeah, no, I think that's the thing. It's like saying, you know, it's a TV show, but with that, you're given these huge opportunities that you almost have to just kind of hold on to tightly and learn how to maneuver
right.
into something else. And you really have to maneuver. You got to move it hard and
yeah.
work at it. And I remember when I got the call for the Nine Inch Nails thing, it was actually through a friend I met on the show on Idol. She sings background vocals for Idol, or she used to, and now she's just singing for everyone. And she's the one who called me, because I've stayed friends with her, and we've done some other BGV gigs together.
I was going to ask you how that came about, but, you know, it really seems like the idea is, no matter where you are or what you're doing, I think you have to be a decent person, because it doesn't matter if you're on Idol. If you were a jerk on there, I don't think this person would have been calling you saying, hey,
no.
You want to work with Nine Inch Nails?
That's
just
right.
Just Trent Reznor, no big deal.
You're absolutely right.
So how important do you find that, just being a good person, a nice person to people?
That's what I learned. I think that's the biggest thing I took away from being on the show and being 16 and being surrounded by, you know, these adults and these professional musicians that had been going at it for a long time. Like, I say this all the time, Adam, like, he took care of me and he taught me a lot, and I learned a lot from him, and I learned a lot from Chris, and like, they were all older brothers and sisters to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to work with people like Ricky Minor and that band and those musicians that have been at the highest level. There's no time to be an idiot and
yeah.
to mess around. Like, you have to show up on time. You have
That's
to
right.
show up knowing your stuff, and you have to show up respecting everyone else.
That's right.
There,
that
because
ego.
they all work their asses off and harder, and that's your job, to show
up. So really,
that's
the idea. Like, it's, you know, that's how you put yourself in the best position for attracting, being ready for opportunities such as that. It's not
yeah.
only the fact that you took the chance to go on Idol and you kicked ass and everything, but once you were there, you still kept yourself. You were still a decent enough person, more than decent, obviously. To, you know, it's because really, like, it's not just about that opportunity itself. It's so much more can lead from that if you just do your best, but also you be a decent person, I think. Which
yeah.
has led to, you know, this. I want to talk about Little Halo Circus here, because, you know, that's what you're doing now, you know, which who knows what you'd be doing, you know, if you made other decisions in your life.
Yeah, who knows? I'd probably be singing at quinceañeras right now. I don't know. but before I met Matthew, it was scary. It was a scary time for me. I probably wouldn't be doing music right now when I really think about it, because it got to a very scary and unfamiliar place after I got dropped and after I got back from the Just Like You tour, like opening up for Adam, and it got really scary. I didn't know. It was that landing that was very unsure that most of the past idols talk about. Like, they don't know how to go to a bank. They don't know how to do normal shit. It was, it was really scary.
So it seems that you're in a good place now. The new Halo Circus album, Robots and Wranglers, is out. It's fantastic. I've listened to it on repeat pretty much since I saw that it was out. It is a departure,
from
the sound that people may have expected from you. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about what led you moving into that style?
It was last year's tour when we were touring the Intimate Spring tour. And it was just Matthew and I. And, we had to figure out, we had to recreate our four-piece rock, alternative rock band sound to a two-piece kind of electronic Western rock thing, I think was our goal. Not that it was a big departure incorporating these weird sounds, because we have a lot of them in Bunny and in the four-piece rock band album we released. It's just, I think when we did the tour last year, it was really obvious that electricity and the internet was a loud thing running through everyone's blood. You know, we were seeing 4-year-olds to 90-year-olds all, you know, using their phones, all communicating through devices. Once we got back from that tour, it became clear that maybe we wanted to just do an album that felt like that and represented that feeling. And you know, that's even where Narcissist came from, the feeling of just the electricity running through our bloods. And it's funny, Matthew and I have references and people we grew up listening to that I think would have led us to making an album like Robots and Wranglers at some point in our lives. So if that made any sense. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. And I think it's more important to do something that you're passionate about than to just do what you think people want to hear from you, because there's not going to be any passion or love behind that, you know?
Right.
This has just been fantastic. I love getting to know you. This has just been great.
Awesome. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to pick up one of our shirts, visit our website and use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order.
That's right. This episode was brought to you by our awesome patrons and Social Surge, your source for social media marketing and online music promotion. Check them out because they do what, Russ?
They keep the show alive.
If
you would like to sponsor the show and become an official bridger, join us on Patreon from as little as $1 per month. Not only will you be able to showcase your band or brand to our amazing audience, but your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.